Hi, everyone. It's your host, Tammy Zack, and this is the second season of Marriage Breakdown. In this season, we're going to be having two series, one on diagramming an argument. So what typically happens between a couple when they argue? There's often a pattern and a cycle, and there's actually a process to arguments. And so we're going to be breaking that down. And then in our second series, we're going to be talking about how the best relationships are people-growing machines. And we usually pair up at a time when we're developing as an adult and spend our adult years together. Well, you develop as an adult. And so if your relationship allows for that growth in you personally, then the relationship grows. If it doesn't, the relationship doesn't grow. So that's the genesis of the statement, the best relationship are people growing machines. So we'll be talking about how that works. So welcome to season two. And today we're talking about diagramming an argument. And so this first episode is really to go through the whole process. What is made up in an argument? How do you start to break it down? So in this first episode, we're just going to be looking at that as a whole. And in the subsequent episodes, we'll go into more detail. And so we'll be going over what this is. We'll be looking at some examples, and there will be exercises. Okay, so how do you diagram an argument? Right? What's going on? So if we just break this down, right, there's usually materials indicated in a diagram to build a house or something of that nature, a computer, an IKEA cabinet, right? There's some level of listing the materials. And then there's the actual diagram, right? The picture, right, of what it should look like or what the instructions to build or put something together, what those different things look like. And then there's some level of instruction, right? Build this first, then build that, then do this. And so we're going to break a diagram down like that. So, I mean, we're going to break an argument down like that. And so as we look at materials, right, what are the materials in an argument with a couple? Well, it's the couple themselves. And typically, a couple gets caught in this typical way that clients or couples argue. They get caught in that because they're in love, they love each other, and they're committed to each other. They're in a committed relationship. Those are the main materials. And that feels counterintuitive, right? Okay, wait a minute. You're telling me that the main materials for the argument that couples get into is that they love each other and they're committed to each other. We're doomed, right? Yes. Right? I understand. But the reason that goes on is because your partner is so critical to you. It is because of that love and that commitment. So we have some things that have been more recently discovered through research about how adult attachment works. And the way that we attach as adults really has a basis in what goes on in our childhood and our family. When we're young and we need a lot of care, and that attachment comes into our adulthood and really is an ingredient, a material that plays into how adults attach and this idea of the main materials for an argument between a couple is really that love and commitment. And so there's also an element of couples tend to gravitate to each other where hurts match. And maybe this is an area that you bond over at first, right? The way you've been hurt in the past, there's some empathy or understanding from your partner. And what ends up happening, though, is once you really get into that commitment, some of the ways that your hurts match can actually start to trigger you. And, you know, you've heard that old saying, opposites attract. The saying that I use when I'm working with couples is always hurts match. So hurts attract, hurts match. They fit like puzzle pieces. So if we look at an example of that, so let's say that in an argument, there's a tender spot, and we'll talk about tender spots in our next episode. There's a tender spot for one person around the idea that their partner considers them, their partner thinks of them, their partner puts them first. And if they get any inkling that they're not first or they're not considered, they start to feel neglected and they start to feel alone, right? Well, maybe the partner, right, gets that sense from them and it feels maybe like neediness and they feel suffocated. And maybe for them in the past, they haven't had a lot of room in their relationships. Their relationships were overwhelming. They didn't get any space. And that's their tender spot. That's how they hurt. And so, right? So there you go, right? Now they start to feel overwhelmed, feeling like the partner's needs are too much, or they don't have any space. And now that's triggering to the partner that's feeling neglected. And there you have it, right? Hurts match, hurts attract. And again, it's hard to hear some of this stuff because it's really counterintuitive, and you may be sitting there thinking, why am I even trying this relationship thing? There is a way out. There is a way to manage this, and that's why I'm doing this series, is to help couples understand, help you understand that there is a method to this madness. And there are really good reasons why arguments happen. And there are ways to reduce that escalation. Doesn't mean that you'll never have an argument, but you'll come out of it a lot faster. You won't stay stuck there. It won't feel insurmountable. Okay. And so the other element here is that idea of a diagram. What does this thing look like, right? What if we drew out an argument, what would it look like? And so we're going to talk about things like patterns that couples get into, a negative cycle, a dance, because you'll find that you'll talk about anything. Right? Anything. And you'll end up in the same argument. And you're like, wait a minute, how did we get here? And so what happens there is there's a lot of elements, again, working on you related to how you attach. And there's some patterns that couples tend to fall into. Tons and tons of research done on this. And it's really about your response to fight, flight, or freeze, that you're thrown into a fight, flight, or freeze response. It activates that. And then you're kind of stuck with one of those. And so we'll talk about that, how the pattern develops and how flight or freeze feeds into that and some of the whys of that. And if I give an example, right, so let's say one partner typically chooses fight in their fight, flight, or freeze response, meaning they're not going to let an argument go. They're going to keep, right, pushing for resolution or pushing to talk about it or, you know, let's resolve this, right? And so that typically is a fight response in the body. It may not be that you're fighting, right, but it's a fight response in the body. And then there's flight or freeze, and a partner then would maybe leave the room, flight, right, maybe get in the car and take a ride, take a drive, maybe go to work, right? Maybe it's like, I'm out of here, flight, or freeze, right? Don't know what to say, don't have anything to say, can't respond to the partner, right? Shuts down. So we'll look at that in more detail. And then finally, instructions. Okay, so there's your materials. There's your diagram. Now what? So we're going to talk, we're going to have a whole episode on ways you can sidestep now that you have the basic essence of what develops into an argument and why. Now we're going to talk about how do you sidestep, limit, lessen, get out of escalation. And some of that is it's just vulnerability. It's just recognizing that these things are going on inside of you, and that maybe some of this is really you and not what your partner intended for you to feel when they hit those tender spots inside of you. And if you guys remember, my first series was on 6 ways to break the tension after an argument. And some of that was, right, what's going on with you? Keep it with you. So how do you find your way out of an argument? In the moment, a lot of that has to do with vulnerability. So we'll talk a lot about that in the third episode. And today's exercise is really about starting to notice if you, right, do you have a tender spot? Do you notice that there are ways your partner triggers you? I'd be shocked if you didn't, right? And then just kind of notice, how did you feel, right? And what did you do? That's some of the first things that I tell couples clients that I'm working with, is really that's the assignment of the first few sessions is, okay, we got in this argument and I noticed that I felt attacked. I felt put on my back foot. I didn't know where it came from. And I, what did I do? I just completely shut down. I just stopped talking because I can't handle that. I'm not going to be attacked, right? So, right? Something like that is the exercise for this week. So I'm really excited to be back with season 2. Like I said, we'll be doing this series about diagramming an argument, and then we'll be looking in the second series at relationships as people growing machines. And I'm really happy to be back with all of you, and I look forward to next time.